101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:49. Good morning in downtown Wadena. 66 degrees already this morning. It's time for a Monday morning chamber chat. We're talking with Dana Cannelberry. She's the executive director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She joins us every Monday morning to talk about what's going on with the chamber. Good morning, Dana. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, good morning, CJ.
So how are you doing? I heard you had a busy weekend going up to Grand Forks.
I did. Yeah, emotional one. My daughter, Allie, who graduated from Wadena Deer Creek. We moved her up to Grand Forks to UND campus on Saturday.
Awesome.
Yeah, all new experience for us, and it went well. And so we are kind of one less child, and we still have Ashley though at home, and so it was a good weekend. But you know, this mama is kind of emotional about it, but.
Yeah.
It'll get better with each day.
Right, exactly. And obviously a WDC alum, she'll do some good stuff up there.
So Well, she will. Thanks.
So, Dana, what's going on with the chamber? A busy time of year as we get kind of that end of the summer, starting to get into fall. What's happening?
Yeah, you know, you think of summer as a busy time, and it's still busy with events and things going on. So I just wanted to go through this week because some of our chamber members have events going on that I think are worth mentioning. So today, Astera Health Foundation, they're holding their bite-sized conversation at noon, and that's with Kim Agard, who is the CFO at Astera Health. She's going to give a presentation on the cost of healthcare, which I think that's going to be very interesting. You do have to just register online. It's free of charge, but go over there and see what it's all about. On Tuesday, Knut Nelson, who's one of our members as well, they are putting on a seminar at the MAS, and it's called Designing Your Own Future from 3:30 to 5:30. And we're excited about this. This is Deb Hadley. She works with their hospice program at Knut Nelson, and she's going to share her personal experiences of losing a child and how she's overcome that and, you know, made a more purposeful life journey. So I think that will be quite a presentation. It's free of charge, too. You just have to pre-register online.
Sure.
And you can find that on the Chamber's website or go to Knut Nelson to their website. And then also on Tuesday at 4 o'clock is the last Medicare seminar by 218 Insurance Partners. Brittany Evans will be putting on a seminar for anyone who has questions about Medicare. And from what I understand, there's lots of things about Medicare that are confusing. And so she really has a working knowledge of Medicare. So I would recommend just coming to that at 4 o'clock today at the Depot.
All right.
Yeah. And then Thursday, I encourage our retailers to come to our monthly retailer meeting. That's at 7 a.m. at the Boondocks. So just come have a cup of coffee and conversation. We usually have about 8 of us that sit around and brainstorm and talk about events and how we can better promote our city. And it's just a really great time to sit down and visit and network too. So that's at 7 a.m. at the Boondocks. And then Wadena VFW Auxiliary, the ladies are putting on a pillow cleaning service from 7:30 in the morning until 3 p.m. So you bring your pillows in, and they change out the ticking, and they clean and deodorize your pillows. It's a really neat service. So just come on over to the VFW for that. And then this weekend is England Prairie Pioneer Club's Pioneer Days over by Verndale.
Yeah.
That's a big event. It's kind of neat. It's like reliving the history of farming back in the old days. So usually that's a big event. And so I encourage you to come out and support the Pioneer Club and their local farming, you know, going back in time. And if my grandpa was alive, he would love that. We used to go to Rolog steam threshing reunion. And so it's similar to that. So I encourage you to go. That starts Friday and goes Saturday and Sunday. And then our last event this week, got to take a breath here, is Wadena VFW on Saturday is hosting their bags and bingo, kind of the end of the summer bash. And I know you guys are involved in that as well at the Superstation. So that starts at 3 p.m. at the VFW. It's bean bags, it's music video or music bingo, just a lot of fun. And you can even win a pair of tickets to see Rodney Atkins.
Yeah, there you go. Taste of Osakis, Rodney Atkins is going to be there. You can win some tickets. You can also meet Corey. We're going to send him over there to go lead the bingo. So
are you really?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to
be. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a fun day. That'll be just entertainment right there.
Exactly. Yeah. Dana, anything else going on with the chamber? Anything else you want to let people know about while we got you in studio?
Yeah, we are busy working on some upcoming events here. The biggest one we have just coming up quickly is the Chili Cook-Off. That's something that people look forward to every year. It's September 28th. So mark your calendars to come to town from 3 to 6 to taste all kinds of yummy chili and to vote for the best chili. And it's always a fun event, so I'm excited to be a part of that for the first time. If you're looking at entering your business, just get a hold of the chamber, and we do have a registration form. We do want to mention the Whiskey Creek Film Festival is coming up September 8th. Through the 14th. You get to see six independent films that you wouldn't normally see. That's at the Cozy Theater. There is a ticket charge, but just go on our website for more information, or just go to Whiskey Creek Film Festival to search that up. And then we also want to mention two other events that we're involved in with the Chamber. It's not our event, but we are part of the planning process. It's the Salsa Fest. Mm-hmm. You heard of that?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's that is September 16th, which is a Saturday, and that's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in BN Park. And oh my goodness, it's a salsa contest. It's demonstrations. It's food and produce vendors. There's live music, and this is hosted by the Sustainable Farming Association, the Central Minnesota chapter. And it's been really fun to get to know these people and help put this event on. And the last thing I want to mention is a new event that is coming up on September 23rd. It's called Celebrate Silver.
Okay.
And this is for our seniors who are 60 plus. And it's going to be at the Maz, and it's open, like I said, to anyone 60 and over, and it's free of charge. There's going to be lots of community resources there. So vendors, there's music, there's food, and just a good day to help out our seniors with maybe any questions they have about insurance or anything like that. So we'll even have some food trucks there. It's going to be, hopefully we can make this an annual event.
All right, Dana, there is a whole ton of stuff going on. You are going to be kept busy for the next who knows how long.
Oh,
so
yes. And did you know it's the first day of class at M-State here in Wadena? So it's their fall semester starts today.
All right. It's crazy to think that we're already back into that time of year.
I know.
But, you know, life goes on, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that you are doing at the Chamber. Sounds really awesome, Dana. Thanks for catching us up on it. We'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thanks, CJ.
That's Dana Cannelberry, the Executive Director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She joins us every Monday morning for this Chamber Chat. If you missed any part of the interview, you can find it on our website, wadenaradio.com, or on the KWAD Facebook page.